It's 8:46 now on your Thursday morning. Joining me in studio is State Representative John Becker. Head cold and all. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we were talking a little bit beforehand. Of course, your lovely wife, Crystal, is an elementary teacher, and so you get everything she brings home, including those viruses and bugs.
You know, I get to test out every cold every year. I take it for a test drive. It just depends on what the new deal is. She brings it home, and I think my agreement was I'll test drive it and see how bad it is, so...
Well, no worries. Obamacare will take care of it.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to go try and take care of that this afternoon, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that whole deal. But it is a lot of fun when your wife or your spouse is a teacher. You get to just experience everything, and you try to avoid it, and it just...
Yeah.
This happened last year, was her first year teaching, and she came home, and inevitably it was like 2 weeks into school I got a cold. Well, now it was 1 week into school, and... Here I am with a lovely cold. I thanked her again this morning, and she better be bringing me home prizes.
By the way you're going, by next year, you'll be sending the cold to school
with her.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm going to do first. I'm going to go out and get a cold, and I'm going to send it to her.
Start the epidemic,
yeah,
huh?
I think that's a great idea, John, and I'm going to tell her that it was your idea, by the way.
Oh, wow. Well, obviously, John, very interesting season politically right now with all the campaigns going on. Obviously, the presidential campaign, the Democrat National Convention going on right now. The Republican convention was last week. But also races at the state level, local levels. It's maybe, I will say, the most interesting election cycle I've ever seen.
It definitely is one of the most interesting I've ever seen or got to watch and take a look at. And I didn't know that there was a DNC going on. I thought those were just good cartoons I was watching. And, no, all right. Well, but it's an election season that we haven't seen like this for a long while, because you have two distinct ways that we're gonna move this country. And you've got to look at it, and you hope that everybody understands, no matter which side you're on. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever party you're in, Green Party, I don't care. You have got to see that the spending at the federal level and most state levels is unsustainable. Mm-hmm. I don't care what side you're on. There is no way we sustain this spending.
Well, and especially when you look at our national debt, just went over $16 trillion dollars this week in debt.
Absolutely amazing. So how do you, all of us have to look at that and say, well, you know what? That's our debt. That's us.
Well, and let's break it down. For those who don't understand that $16 trillion number, what that comes down to, John, as I understand it, what I read yesterday, is every single man, woman, and child in the United States is on the hook for $50,000.
And rising. And so, yeah. So you have to look at it and go, okay, what does that mean to me? Well, it's going to mean higher taxes. Mm-hmm. Has to. There is just no way you're going to experience the same tax levels that you're used to. And I love it when I go to the coffee shop, and I love to go to the coffee shops around here and in other towns when I'm there, and listen to the conversations, because they believe, well, we'll just tax business and we'll be done. You know, you hear those. We're going to tax business. Well, who do you think gets the economy going again? If you keep taxing them, eventually that economic model drives business into the ground, and you no longer have producers. If you don't have producers, your economy's going nowhere, because government is not there because there's no business. I mean, the only reason that government is there is because we're producing dollars, and that has created the government. It's not the other way around.
Right.
Business is not there at the pleasure of the government, no matter what Obama would like to say about that. So I look at this and I go, we can't be that naive to say that there needs to be a fix. And so we should be demanding of any person running for office right now, Let's bypass all these blinding issues that they're trying to put forward, and let's go straight to the economy. Let's go straight to debt. How are you going to fix this? What are you going to do to start moving this forward? And don't say, you know, the thing right now is that we're going to give tax breaks to the middle class or to the lower one-third. Well, guess what? The lower one-third doesn't pay taxes. You can give them tax breaks all you want. they don't pay taxes.
Right.
They get, most of them will get a refund. And there's a few out there that'll probably pay some taxes depending on their situation. So don't think that mine covers, my opinion covers everything. But I'm saying you've got to, and the reason that you look at this and they say they're giving tax breaks to businesses, and then they push that a step higher and say to the rich, well, I don't know how many of you know the small business owners and the business owners around Morgan County. Just go talk to them, and I will tell you that those people work their butt off, and by any means, I would not consider them to be rich. I'd consider them to be in the middle class, and they're the ones employing people, mm-hmm. and that's what starts pushing the economy forward. So I think we need to start demanding of anybody running for offices, what is your idea? How do you see this working? And if you don't agree with them, you need to tell them so that you can have a logical and truthful conversation on what goes on about the economy and how we're going to start getting the U.S. back to dominance in the world. Because the path that we're on right now, I will tell you this, it's unsustainable. We're going to lose higher education spending altogether because we can't maintain this spending. You're probably going to be looking at lowering prison terms because you can't maintain your prisons. And these are the unprotected places in our Constitution in Colorado. And I know that those are the things that are looked at every year. And then on top of that, you'll start looking at K-12 and a bunch of other things that we all hold near and dear, which are the staples of what government should be doing.
And infrastructure and
right.
things like
infrastructure
that.
Infrastructure and roads. And think about it. You're not hearing that right now, infrastructure and roads. Amazingly, have you heard that on any political campaign or ad? Our infrastructure is not there. I haven't heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't heard it because usually you hear them and say, we want to start taxing the miles that you drive and blah, blah, blah. They're just leaving that alone because it's a polarizing issue because our infrastructure is, it's really, we don't have enough money to maintain it.
Right.
So this is a frustrating campaign season. I will tell you, don't be blinded by the issues that they all try to bring forward, which have been there for a lot of years and nobody's changed their position. There's still the position on abortion. You've got the R's position and the D's position. That hasn't changed for
right.
years upon years upon years. Don't be polarized by that position. I'd say take a look at what they're doing with spending and know this. You are responsible for that. Mm-hmm. You are responsible for it. You will pay for it somehow, and I'll tell you how you'll start paying for it. Inheritance tax, that's going to go back, and the level will go from $5 million or $3 million to $1 million. Which means you'll be taxed at 55% on $1 million of inheritance, and everybody goes, well, that's not that, you know, that's a lot of money. Well, think about it this way. We're an agricultural community. Think about how much these fields go for now.
Yeah, it doesn't take that much farm ground to make up $1 million.
To make up $1 million. So you're harming the family farms.
Right.
And we think, oh, we're going to get out of debt that way. No, we're not. We're not going to do it that way. You're only harming the middle class business people that are keeping us alive right now and the entrepreneurial spirit that we have and hold near and dear that keeps this good nation going. And that's what we're going to end up doing. I don't care what side you're on. You look at any economic model from any of these economists on any side and they'll all tell you the same thing, that we're in for a disastrous cliff come November, December if we don't start bringing forward good tax policy.
Well, and again, my guest is State Representative John Becker. When you look at the economy, you really don't have to look much farther than the European Union to see what the potential is if we continue going the direction we're going.
Right.
Regardless of who's in charge, if we keep going the direction we're going. And there's plenty of blame to go on both sides.
Absolutely. I think that there is plenty of blame on both sides, and we need to take a look. That's a great example. You can't spend your way out of a recession because they're talking about another stimulus package here. We just need to look over there. You can't do it. You can't keep shoving money at the problem. You've actually got to control the spending. You've got to plug that hole, and it's a gaping hole in the dam right now that is just gushing money.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to figure it out. And I will tell you that everybody that talks about federal health care, first of all, I still think it is the most unconstitutional thing that we've done. I don't care what the Supreme Court said, even though they've left it up to the states, and I think the states need to do the right thing now. It is fundamentally, on their static model that they ran for this program, it is fundamentally unaffordable. Unaffordable.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way we can afford to move forward. And the people that tell you, yes, we can, I want you to show me how you figured that out in a long-term dynamic model that moves with what things go on. And the reason I say that is, we were just speaking about, John, is that for businesses with over 50 employees that have insurance plans that we all love near and dear, I mean, I have one with the company I work for now, I like that plan. It's a great plan for me. But what happens is, once this kicks in, it is cheaper for that business that I work for to drop everybody off the plan and pay the penalty, so that I go on the federal health care plan. Mm-hmm. Well, that federal health care plan model says that that won't happen. Why wouldn't it happen? Businesses see that it is cheaper to drop their employees and pay the penalty.
Right.
Then federal health care is no longer sustainable, and this is just one piece of it. No longer sustainable. Can't happen. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, they raise those fees, businesses start getting into the same trouble that they're in before, and we have a program that's going to fail.
Yeah, it's built for failure.
It is built for failure, and it's amazing to sit there and look at it, and that's why I'm starting to listen to and watch these economists that are putting out these models that show you how healthcare will work and what's going on, and see the assumptions they made inside of those models. Because I will tell you, this really is a scary time. And if we want to get the economy back on track, you just mentioned the European Union. You look there and see what they've done, because they're steps ahead of us. Their debt was skyrocketing. You just look and see if you want to live through that, or if you'd rather finally pull this Band-Aid off and fix what's going on.
Right. Otherwise, we'll live through the austerity measures and all that sort of thing, and it's not pleasant.
It is not pleasant. And I just don't understand how we believe we're going to keep moving forward on this path. And you listen to the politicians, and there's not a lot of real answers on how we're going to do this. Now, I believe that Paul Ryan's got some good, harsh answers for us. I believe there's some answers, and they're not the prettiest, right. I will tell you. But we're in a tough spot, and I would like my children to have a go of it. And if we keep on this path, there's just no way that they're ever going to experience what we've all got to experience as we're moving through.
Well, and we have just a minute left, but I guess I liken it back to our home budgets once again. And if you're spending more money than you're making, eventually you get to a point where you have to make those hard decisions of, okay, I need to sell my vehicle and get a cheap vehicle. I need to sell my house and rent something for a little while, whatever the case may be, and make those hard decisions for a while till you get back on track.
That's exactly it, and I hope people take it on that measure, because it is a lot like your home budget. And you say, no, it's the federal government, but you are responsible for what the federal government does, and the way that they get that from you is from that money is from taxes. You pay taxes, and that's where they're going to get it. So federal government's spending way too much money. We need to fix it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's not a magic money tree in the backyard of the White House. Anyway, well, John, we're all out of time, and we always wonder if we're going to have anything to talk about.
No doubt, I was thinking.
John, for those who would like to get in touch with you to talk about anything, how can they do that?
You know, right now, since we are away from the Capitol, the best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone, which is 768-6500.
All right. And when you call, just be prepared to hear things the way they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. My thanks to John Becker for joining us this morning. This is AM 1400 KFTM, Fort Morgan, Brush, Wiggins, coming up on 9 o'clock in time for AP Radio News.